The Ship Room. This hall, known as the Ship Room, was built at the command of Yusuf I to serve as a waiting room. This is where subjects had to wait to be received by the Sultan. In actual fact, poor Yusuf I never made anyone wait. He was murdered before the room was finished. No, don't ask me who murdered him, Habibi. Don't get me into trouble. All I can tell you is that it was his son, Muhammad V, who finished this room and the throne room. That is why his name is inscribed in the mouldings on the walls. You can't read it, you say? All right, never mind. In the end, Muhammad V had his own palace built next to this one. We shall visit it later. Now look upwards at the lovely boat-shaped wooden ceiling. The carpenters in my time made unique and magnificent coffered ceilings. But I'll be honest, this ceiling is in fact a copy. It was restored based on the few fragments that survived the fire that took place here in 1890. In the museum, you will be able to see examples of the original Nazrid coffered ceilings that have survived until today. Comares, just in case you were wondering, was not the name of a Christian. Some say the name comes from the word cumarias, which were coloured pieces of glass that in those days were used to make windows. Others claim that it comes from the word arsh, which means throne, but also an Arab tent or haima. When you see the ceiling in the next room, you will see why. Shall we go in?